This is Ozarks at Large. This week, we've heard from both candidates seeking the Democratic nominee for governor. And yesterday, we heard from Republican primary gubernatorial candidate Asa Hutchinson. It's all part of an ongoing series of interviews with candidates in contested races. Libertarian Frank Gilbert and the Green Party's Joshua Drake already have their party nominations wrapped up. Today, we'll have a discussion with Curtis Coleman. The former Safe Foods CEO faces Hutchinson in this month's GOP primary for governor. He recently talked with Jacob Kaufman from our content partner KUAR in Little Rock.
What are your feelings on state investment in super projects, particularly Big River Steel?
You know, I'd support it, and I'm glad that Big River Steel is being built in Arkansas. Let me say that first of all, and I think it's great for the economy of Mississippi County and also Osceola. My objection was the use of $125 million, $130 million of taxpayer money, mainly because, and almost entirely because of the location. Because there's another steel company in Mississippi County. In fact, Mississippi County is now the second largest steel producing county in North America, right here in Arkansas. A lot of people don't know that. But I had the privilege of going through one of Nucor Steel's plants, and they let me talk to any employee in the plant that I wanted to, and which I thoroughly enjoyed. I asked all the employees I talked to a lot of questions, but the two I asked were, are you from Arkansas and do you live in Arkansas? And out of about two dozen, so not a scientific poll at all, but out of two dozen or so that I talked to, nobody that I talked to lived in Arkansas. They all lived in western Tennessee and southeast Missouri. And when I pursued that farther, it's because they can keep more of the money they make if they don't live in Arkansas. So I'm concerned, and I will tell you genuinely and deeply concerned, that we were using Arkansas taxpayer money to create jobs for people who live in Tennessee and Missouri. And I'm glad for people in Tennessee and Missouri to have jobs. I just don't want to use Arkansas taxpayer money to do that when I think we can do a lot better things with it.
Arkansas's current tax structure has lower income residents paying a higher percentage of their income than wealthier residents. Can you detail your tax plan and how you might make up the differences to balance the state budget?
My tax plan has two components. One is a tax cut, and it began with my interest in running for governor at all. And I began to study the economy of Arkansas compared to the economy of our neighboring states. And what I discovered was that compared to almost all of our neighboring states, we're doing pretty poorly. In fact, we're 49th in the nation in median household income. To translate that differently, if you live in almost any state with which Arkansas shares a border and you just make the median household income, you make $138 a week more if you live in one of our neighboring states than if you live in Arkansas. And that's frustrating and, in my opinion, unnecessary. So two things I did, one with my tax policy. One is let's start being more competitive by reducing the state income tax is paid by every Arkansan. And so what I did was is that I applied a formula that maintains the same amount of drop for taxpayers. So those at the lowest bracket, actually, by the time my tax plan is fully executed, will be paying zero taxes. And but fundamentally, we're going to drop. If I'm allowed to be governor for 8 years, we're going to cut your state income taxes every year for eight consecutive years. The other side of my plan, if you look at it carefully, is how we're going to compensate for the loss in state revenue. And what we do is we do a very aggressive development of small business in Arkansas. Small business creates 60-70% of our jobs. So the plan is a balance. We lower state income taxes while we broaden the tax base. And it's a proven economic model that even John F. Kennedy subscribed to. You know, John F. Kennedy told the Economic Club of New York in December of 1962, our taxes are too high and our revenues are too low. And his remedy was to lower taxes.
Right. Certainly different situation then. I think taxes on the wealthiest bracket were around 90% at that time. And
they
now
were.
They're down in
right.
the 30s. But I understand your point. And speaking about some of that population, and at least near the poverty line or at the poverty line or below it, and could you articulate your position on the private option a little bit?
I think Obamacare is going to be a disaster for our health care and for our economy. I also believe that the private option was an extension of Obamacare. I also think that the private option was the most dramatic single expansion of government in Arkansas's history. Fundamentally, I believe, and I think I trace this all the way back to the founders and framers of our country, particularly Thomas Jefferson, that as you expand government, you reduce the liberty of people. And one of the reasons is because you expand government, which is what the private option did, government automatically gets bigger and it costs more. The more government costs, the less we have as individuals to keep and use in our discretion. I believe the private sector could have done a lot better job.
Do you believe the state government, in partnership with the federal government or on its own accord, should in some way act to subsidize health insurance for those people making below 140% of the poverty line?
You know, I will tell you this. I believe that it is legitimate use of state taxpayer funds and federal funds to provide health care and other essentials for people who are genuinely disabled and incapable of taking care and providing for themselves. Everything else, like where the level is, 140% of poverty, is the same kind of discussion that we had a moment ago about what's the fair share for everybody paying taxes. And it's going to be a discussion you work out. I fundamentally believe it's a legitimate use of taxpayer funds to take care of people who genuinely need the assistance and the help. Working out the details of where that break is going to be a discussion we have as we go forward.
With those people, 150,000 have signed up now, possibly 200,000 by the time of the general election. You would prefer to have some alternative in place for them. But say it comes up for reauthorization on a yearly basis. When you come to that point, would you pull the plug on that program without having the other alternative already in place?
I would not pull the plug on anybody's health care insurance like, in fact, Obamacare has done, in my opinion, without having a legitimate and practical alternative available to people.
That was Jacob Kaufman from our content partner KUAR in Little Rock, talking with Curtis Coleman, one of two candidates seeking the Republican nomination in the primary for Arkansas's gubernatorial race. Primary election day is May 20th. Early voting has already begun throughout Arkansas. Earlier this week, we heard from the two candidates seeking the Democratic nomination, and yesterday we heard from Asa Hutchinson, the other Republican candidate.